Joining us right now, Dan Graff, who's the board president here at the museum. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us, me.
Yeah.
And we, as a retired director of the Chamber of Commerce here, we call this a Chamber of Commerce Day because it's so perfect and beautiful.
Yeah, did you like that walk-on music we played for you?
Oh, though? That's very appropriate.
It's not bad.
I seldom get that played at home.
Now, tell us a little bit, as the board president, your connection to the museum and your first time coming here, your first time connecting to the story of Bob Armstrong.
Well, really, it goes back to Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
Sure.
It's kind of funny because, or ironic, I was visiting with my my sister and brother-in-law during the moonwalk, and they lived close by to the Armstrongs. And my brother-in-law said, let's walk over and see what's going on over there. And so we walked over, and there in this garage, they had all the tables and the media centers, and everybody had their screens and was doing their whatever on their communications and stuff. We walked right in, looked over the shoulders of broadcasters and stuff. You couldn't do that today.
Right.
I think there was one sheriff's deputy guarding the house where his parents were because nobody could get into there.
Sure, sure.
So that's where we watched him walk on the moon.
Really?
He? Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's amazing.
It was, yeah. And then 3 years later, when they dedicated here, you know, Governor Rhodes and Neil's parents and Tricia Nixon, Richard Nixon's daughter, were here for the dedication.
Mm.
And it wasn't a day like today. This area was a cornfield, and they stomped through the mud.
Really?
To get to the spot where the ceremony was going
and
to
now
take.
I see children playing on the small hills in this whole area. It's a great outdoor area as well as an indoor area.
It is. And this area actually originally belonged to the Wapakoneta JCs.
Mm.
And they had purchased it as a park area and stuff. And another gentleman thought, no, this should be where the museum, a local
sure,
developer.
Sure.
So he bought property on into town for the JCs and gave it to the JCs with an agreement that they would pass the ownership to this land,
yeah,
to the state.
And those conversations were happening pretty early. I mean, to have the mission, Apollo 11 mission, and then 3 years later to have the museum, I'm sure they moved pretty quickly to get the space and to get the museum going.
Oh, they did. The state promised 50%, half a million dollars to fund it. We had to raise the rest. And immediately there was a fundraising committee that was centered in Auglaize County, this county.
Mm-hmm.
And then each contacting a county had a subcommittee to raise funds on a more regional area too.
Mm.
So it didn't take long.
Sure.
And the money was raised and dedication was underway. The museum
it sounds
was underway.
Like a tornado, I know.
Yeah,
but
we are live outside.
Oh.
Yeah. And then now 50 years on, I can imagine for you to look back on that time and to where we are now, so many experiences, so many good memories, and to be able to celebrate that today must be so exciting.
Oh, it is. It's a great time because we've seen re-energization of the whole interest in Armstrong and the
sure.
walk on the moon and the museum here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the museum during it had some rough days over the last 50 years. It used to be closed during the winter.
Sure.
Mm.
And then it was only opened on half days on the week, and because it didn't have adequate funding to run
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ohio Historical Society, which is now the Ohio Historical Connection,
sure.
They talked about, well, we may have to close it back in the recession of, 2009, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so our association, which was there, it's a support organization, we stepped forward and incorporated.
Mm.
And then therefore then we can negotiate with the Ohio Historical Connection an operation that we would operate it, and they were open to that. Before it was just everybody was hired by the Ohio Historical Society, the director and all the people, they were hired, and the museum was managed from Columbus.
Mm.
And they were just too far away.
Right.
And so they were agreeable to that we could sign a contract to manage the museum, and they helped fund that. They said, that's good. You can do all the hiring and the operations and of the programs here and stuff, and we'll give you a stipend. They give us a stipend, but then also we receive all the proceeds from our activities.
Sure.
And since then, everything has just gone really well.
Right.
The museum is quite on firm ground, even with the pandemic. Mm. You know, the state helped us with that, and they helped everybody, so we could retain everyone. And so we have a local board of directors, trustees, and they approve the programs. We have a executive committee that just handles the stuff that executive committees handle.
It's all a mystery to me. You're all behind a curtain, right?
That's right.
Making
decisions. Yeah. Yeah. Ignore the man behind the curtain kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. With that, then we started preparing for the 50th anniversary of his walk, and that was a big effort that came forward with fundraising from the state and donations to make an addition to the museum, and we added the STEM classroom there that now helped us really step forward as an educational museum.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so now we have we run programs out of there. For children, we hold programs for classes from other schools that come here as a classroom visitation field trip. And we can also do with an interactive TV that we have in there, which actually we're going to have a program here in a little. I think it started right now. Yes, with interactive programs we can do with different speakers, not have to have them here.
Yeah.
And we also have a mobile unit that has a full-size moon rover in it that was built by Ohio Northern University engineering people.
Wow.
And so we have it in our trailer, and so the education employees can go do visits to libraries and schools and take the rover out and show kids, you know, this is what it was, this is like, and everything like that.
Yeah,
it's really enhanced the connection of the museum to the community in a very regional way.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's so important, especially the educational part. I mean, we saw a busload of children come in here and line up right at 10 a.m. The fact that this museum not only celebrates an event, the first man walking on the moon, but it also celebrates the legacy, the character, everything that Neil Armstrong has to teach us about civilized society. And I think it's a really important message, especially for young children, to be exposed to. So it's a wonderful event. We're glad you've been here for 50 years. We look for the next 50 years.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're glad to be here. And you're right. Armstrong is looked upon. He led a really good Boy Scout Eagle life, you know? Just do what you're going to do, be prepared, and do a good job.
I was a Star Scout, so I wasn't quite as well prepared.
It's practically the same. Well, Dan Graff, thank you so much for joining us today, the board president here at the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. We'll have more interviews and we'll have more conversation coming up, so please stay tuned here on FM 91. Back to the music, though. Dan, again, thank you.
You're quite welcome.